SanCisteroPunk.com. Good morning. It is 45 degrees. Today we're going to talk about fighting drones. Today should be a fun episode. So I got the idea for multiple things, right? Hanging out in the groups on Facebook, I saw some posts. I need to maybe go somewhere else besides just Facebook, because fuck you, Facebook. Me and Facebook have some issues. My Facebook page is still stolen, and there's still the backup. You can join the Sir All Punk Punks on Facebook, and that's there. Anyway, I've had thoughts. I saw someone post on Facebook, and casual preppers or one of those groups, right? They're like, what's everybody's thoughts on fighting drones? And I saw some comments. I'm like, you know what? I never thought about that. Really? You're probably right. So, if Red Dawn was to happen now, it would not be a bunch of fucking Russian soldiers parachuting in. Yes, that's what happened in Gaza or wherever that was at, right? But if America was invaded, it's probably not going to be by parachutes, or people would have already done that. I don't know. So I've had the hello deer in the road. I've had the thought for a while. If we're invaded, it'll be by drones. But I've had the thought for a while with the open border and all the illegal people crossing, not just Mexicans and people from south of the border, but people from all over the world and other countries probably sneaking in operatives to do stuff. I've had the thought for a while that I got from a book series, right? In the book, it was one of the Sword of Truth series from Terry Goodkind. There was a massive army coming towards their land, right? I can't remember the name. Richard Rawls, Territory in the North, whatever it was called. I don't remember. It's been a long time since I've read the books, right? Anyway, massive army coming. I think in allegory, they're basically Muslims. Like, not Muslims, but I think if you dug into Terry Goodkind's philosophy, I think they're basically Muslims, right? They're coming to take over the world. They're definitely communist, socialist. They're representative of bad ideas, right? So many deer in the road. Get in my belly. Anyway, they were coming, and their army could not remotely, if it was a force-on-force engagement, they were going to get wiped out. There was no way to beat this army. It was the biggest army in history, right? So the plan was to take the army and split it up. Go out there and harass them to go through and burn. So an army marches on its stomach. They're going out there and destroying crops and just doing everything they could to just fuck the army up. Like, they couldn't meet them head on head, but they can go out there into the lands, take out a couple people here and there, burn down crops, and just do everything they could to fuck them over until they were able to defeat them through, you know, Deus Ex Machina, MacGuffin device type situation, right? So that's what they did. I've often thought, have other countries snuck in operatives in the U.S. to do things like that? I'm not saying we have space lasers that are burning down egg factories, but it is a lot of egg factories burning down. Would Biden come out and be like, there are foreign operatives across our open fucking border that came into the U.S. and they're deliberately causing things? Probably not. No one wants to admit that, especially when they want to have an open border. So anyway, I'm not saying that's what's happening, but I'm saying my mind kind of goes, is that a possibility? If I was a foreign government and I hated the U.S., I would do that. You have an open border. I'd stick some motherfuckers across that border and just have them do random bullshit. Can you go burn down a factory? Go do it. That's what I would have them do. I would have them do other stuff too, but I would have them do that. Anyway, drones. So this is the comment that I read, right? So the guy was like, you know, what weapons are we using to take out drones? What this? And then someone in the comments was like, shooting down a drone with your shotgun is a good way to have your grid firebombed. And I'm like, oh yeah. Yeah. That's probably what would happen. Maybe not to everyone. You fly a bunch of drones into the south and they're going to get shot down, right? So I would be weary of shooting down drones over my property to a degree. Technically right now it is illegal, which is stupid. And there could be some, those, we never did find out what the fuck was going on with those drones. Maybe they released something saying it was Iranian motherships, and then no one cared anymore. Like, they never, that was it. No one, like, that, anyway. We're like, hey, where are them Epstein files, and what is up with these drones? And they're like, here, have useless stuff that no one cares about. Anyway, there are some ways to fight drones. There's starting to be an industry of things marketed towards it. Honestly, I still feel like there are multiple levels of drone. If China is invading us with a drone army, it's one thing versus like, drones will be very, drones are very prolific. There are a lot of fucking drones out there. It can be everything like, you know what they don't like? Let's go down. You know what? Fuck it. Let's just go down fantasy world, right? Every fucking prepper fiction book out there has the roving bands of motorcycle gangs that are out there to pillage and plunder, right? Now they would be using drones. They would. So if you're an invading roving band of motorcycle gang losers that want to attack people, you've probably stolen a nerd and got a drone and you're scouting the area before you go in there. That's the technology is out there now. There's that. So in those cases, yes, a shotgun with like buckshot in it, birdshot, probably your best bet. I'm not interested in doing drone on drone combat, but if you're the drone guy, there you go. Let's turn the heat on. It is a little bit chilly in the car. Also, yesterday I was talking about skills for the collapse, and I didn't really get time to speak about. So when I say collapse, I don't mean the shit has hit the fan. We're all living in like the dark ages again. That's probably not ever going to happen. We're not going to indulge in that fantasy. We are talking about probably make-believe bullshit in this episode, but we're probably never going back to the dark ages, right? Unless World War III's kicked off and EMPs are flying, and it takes a little while to recover. With that, there'll be a lot of skills for, like, as economies and systems crumble before we can rebuild them, right? There will be a period of time that is uncomfortable, to say the least, right? There'll be a period of time where things are more expensive and it's harder, right? With that, there's a lot of opportunities, and I didn't get to talk about that. Maybe I should do that episode tomorrow or the day after, whenever I return to work. Anyway, having the skills to operate a drone for reconnaissance is a good skill set to have, and having drones, that's, you know what, that's for it, it's a good skill set to have, and it'll be very useful. if you went down, like if you read 299 days, there was a like the last couple books were basically about fighting the tyrannical government that is trying to upstart, right? They're trying to the remnants of the old government they were trying to fight at the end. Now you would have to, if you were on that team, right, you'd have to have drone operators, because the other side would have drone operators, at least for reconnaissance, if not for like dropping payload or actual attacking, right? Speaking of dropping payload, that's a whole nother thing. If you have drones, you could, during a collapse, use them to deliver improvised explosive devices, right? Maybe even have them where they can drop them off and fly away and detonate them, so you're not just blowing up, right? No one has unlimited money. Drones aren't that cheap. And the ones that would be capable of taking things would probably be more expensive, right? Like, you can't go to fucking Temu and get the cheapest drone on there and expect it to carry around devices. So, absolutely, I feel like if you're not the drone guy, you should probably make friends with the drone guy, right? That's a whole, like, if I was going to write a prepper fiction book, and I've kicked around the idea, since I'm getting into the whole book writing sphere, right? Maybe I should write a prepper fiction book. But if I was, you definitely would need a drone guy, right? For reconnaissance, for, you could use it for attacking, obviously, and counter surveillance. It's way more, there's one thing to have like cameras on your property, right? And that's not a bad idea. But being able to, and they're so quiet too, right? There are some drones that are so quiet, you're not going to hear them. So having a drone guy makes a lot of sense. Fighting drones, and I don't know how you would tell, right? I have a feeling that if you look at like a Chinese military drone versus like an off-the-shelf one that you can buy, you're gonna tell the difference, right? There's gonna be a clear like quality difference. One's probably gonna look like a fucking alien, and one's gonna look like the drones that you know, right? Anyway, I do feel like in a full-on invasion, taking out a drone probably could be dangerous. If we're being invaded by an army of drones and you shoot one down, that's probably a good signal. Hey, we lost a drone. Definitely was shot down. Let's just light these fuckers up, right? But that's something, right? You're being surveilled, I'd probably shoot that fucker down. And I'm not necessarily saying that shooting down a drone would be a bad idea anyway. You've definitely given your location away, but depending on the resources, they might not be able to do anything about it. In the case of that roving motorcycle gang, yeah, fuck them. They know that their drone was destroyed and they're not able to get any more information. So they can only act on the information they've already gathered, however much or however little that happened to be. And then we're just going to address this real quick. Some people have excessive Red Dawn fantasy syndrome. Okay? And you can tell it's like the elephant in the room, like the whispering voice in the back of every prepper's mind. Like, you're doing something, you start daydreaming, and your mind goes there, right? Well, if we were invaded, this is what I do with my main battle rifle. And we kind of glamorize it, right? When we talk about prepping, the the certain things are more. If I was to have live streams, I know certain episodes would draw a bigger crowd. I know from just downloads and listens, certain topics do much better than like, "Hey, you should go plant a garden." Ah, fuck you, James. I'm here for guns and the apocalypse. Okay. There's some like romanticizing. There's only so much you can do, right? Like, in reality, the Wolverines probably would have been slaughtered. Just saying it, right? There are like that. If you study history and you look at stories, right, you will come across some like just unbelievable acts that happen, right? What was that movie? The greatest, the one where they tunneled to freedom, right? Didn't that eventually end up bad? Weren't they recaptured? Maybe. But there are like amazing stories throughout history of things that have no right whatsoever to have worked and still worked, right? That World War II, when they faked out the Germans by having like cardboard tanks in a field. Why did that work? It did. But still. And you know what? Maybe. Could you trick a drone with like cardboard tanks in a field? The roving Moshav gang is coming to attack you, and they're like, "These motherfuckers got tanks in a field. Fuck it, let's move on." Is that a thing? I don't know. How? I mean, you're not gonna trick the Chinese military UFO drone, but the stolen fucking motorcycle gang drone might be like, "Looks like a tank to me. I'm not interested. Not gonna do it." So there's that. But I do think you need to sprinkle some reality into your daydream sometimes, right? Like, it's fun. Everyone's like, when the lottery was up to like $1 billion. We're like, "Fine, let's spend like $2 and play a lottery, right? We know we're not gonna win. $2 is nothing, it doesn't matter. But $1 billion, I'm like, oh, think about the survival bunker I could build on top of my much bigger house, obviously. I'm not gonna live in the tiny house with $1 billion. Probably not gonna buy a mansion, but gonna have a normal sized house. On top of a huge survival bunker loaded with guns and other stuff, right? But anyway, it's fun to do that, right? But I don't often. Obviously, I spent $2 on that. For the most part, though, when it comes to things like that, I'm like, I know people that spend a lot of money on lottery tickets, and I'm like, yeah. So one of my younger brothers, he is a lottery guy, right? He spends a lot of money on lottery tickets. And yes, he has won money. But if you were to factor in all the money he's ever spent, like, it's got to be a net loss, right? Like, you spend a couple $100, then you win like a big $500 ticket. You're like, "Oh, I won $500." Well, how much money have you spent? Like, if you added all of your expenditures and all of your winnings, like, it's just enough to kind of trick a certain mindset into continuing playing. If it's $1 billion and you go buy a ticket, I'm not gonna. I'm like, "Yeah, good on you, buddy." Like, whatever. Otherwise, I just don't like the people that continually spend money. It's a waste of money. But it is fun to indulge in those fantasies for a little, like, okay, and then use your time and money for more productive things. If you. I mean, and I need to find a new place to buy Bitcoin at. My point was, you would be better off, instead of gambling, to like throw that $2 into Bitcoin. Coinbase, however, with the fees, is not really. The fees are pretty annoying, right? I mean, Coinbase is nice and easy, but the fees are a pain in the ass. Anyway. you'd be better off. And it's good to take your money and do more productive things than buy lottery tickets all the time. Which was a weird twist to get the show on, right? Like, we're talking about drones. Yes, you should probably have... And they make these weird, like, snare cagey things. I think just birdshot is all you really need. Especially for the commercial ones, right? When we're talking about Chinese military drones, probably not going to have... Like, I don't know. Anyway, those are some of my thoughts on drones. I really wanted to bring about, if you go around taking out military grade drones during a collapse, when we're being invaded, there's a fairly high likelihood of your entire grid being rained to hellfire. And I was like, yes, that we need to acknowledge that. And we need to adopt better tactics in those situations. I'm not a tactician. I study history from a fun standpoint. But anyway, let's get into the housekeeping. If you like this episode, kind of a more fun episode, I have a real fun one coming up. Don't be surprised when it happens. If you like this episode, do consider joining the Survival Punk Army, which you can go to survivalpunk.com. Click on the Join the Survival Punk Army button. Your benefits are exclusive discount to vendors, ebooks, and the episode and convenient to download zip files. And you can do that for as low as $5 a month, or as much as $50 per year. No discount codes for a while. Our last one ran out. Next one might be like July 4th. I like to run a July 4th sale. What is the McLean truck doing here? Hey, there's McLean, yeah. Anyway, you can join on Patreon for as low as $1 a month or as much as $5 a month, where your benefit tends to be you get the episode a day early, or at least earlier than everybody else in any situation. Next, if you go to survivalpunk.com and you click on any of the episodes, there will be an Amazon item of the day in there. If you buy said Amazon of the day, I make a few pennies. You don't pay anything extra, and everybody's happy. Next, if you do like what I'm doing and you are just a broke-ass bitch and you don't want to support me in any way monetarily, the economy is rough. We're going through collapse. I understand. I'm just messing with you. Share the episode. Let people know about us. And that means a ton, and it does help out. And with that, this has been James from survivalpunk.com. Yeah, I want to survive you guys.